From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Russian missiles reportedly hit Iran. U.S. officials say as many as four Russian long-range cruise missiles launched from warships in the Caspian Sea fell short of their Syrian targets and crashed in Iran. The officials gave no information about exactly where the missiles may have landed or whether they caused any damage. The Russian Defense Ministry denies that any missiles went awry and that all fired from ships found their targets. The leading contender to become Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of October.
We should put this conference first. And I think there's something to be said for us to unite. We probably need a fresh face.
McCarthy's path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. John Boehner announced his resignation last month after a 25-year career in the House, the last 5 years as Speaker. His authority was constantly challenged by hardline conservatives. An Air Force official says Spencer Stone, one of three Americans who overpowered a terrorist suspect on a French train in August, is in stable condition after he was stabbed Wednesday night in Sacramento, California. The official says the incident is under investigation and that the Air Force is unclear whether the stabbing was done by one suspect or multiple suspects. Rwanda's Supreme Court cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third 7-year term when his current term expires in 2017. The court ruled Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current 2-term limit for presidents is legal as long as the process respects the law. This is VOA News. Doctors Without Borders says that 33 people are still missing after last week's U.S. airstrike on the International Medical Charities Hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. It killed 22 others. The medical group says 9 of the unaccounted for are patients and 24 staff members. The U.S. called the attack a mistake. Israel is seeking to ease friction at a disputed religious site in Jerusalem revered by Muslims and Jews. Robert Berger reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has barred Israeli cabinet ministers and members of parliament from visiting the Mosque of Al-Aqsa compound in Jerusalem's Old City, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Israel hopes to ease tensions after riots at the holy place sparked a wave of Palestinian stabbing and shooting attacks over the past week. The mosque and Golden Dome of the Rock mark the third holiest place in Islam. For Jews, it is the site of the two biblical temples and the holiest place of all. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
The Ethics Committee of football's governing body, FIFA, suspended embattled President Sepp Blatter and his potential successor for 90 days. The committee took the action Thursday against Blatter and Michel Platini, head of the Union of European Football Association, less than 2 weeks after Swiss prosecutors opened a criminal investigation against Blatter involving a $2 million payment to Platini in 2011. FIFA said Blatter is not allowed at this point to represent the organization in any capacity. Issa Hayatou, longtime head of the Confederation of African Football, will take over as the acting president. Volkswagen's top U.S. executive apologized over the massive emissions testing scandal engulfing the German automaker. Michael Horn testified Thursday before members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee over the scandal involving almost 500,000 of its clean diesel vehicles in the United States.
On behalf of our company and my colleagues in Germany and me personally, I would like to offer a sincere apology for Volkswagen's use of software program that served to defeat the regular emissions testing regime.
Mr. Horn said Volkswagen takes full responsibility for his actions and is working with all relevant authorities in a cooperative way and is determined to make things right. Volkswagen used software to cheat the system by switching pollution controls on during emission tests but shutting them off during normal driving. Volkswagen admitted that 11 million of the German carmaker's diesel vehicles worldwide contain the software. American celebrity chef Paul Prudhomme, who spread the art of Cajun cooking from its Louisiana home all over the world, died Thursday at 75 after a brief illness. He was a familiar face on TV cooking shows. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.